yesterday, where we presented a four-page document which was mostly highlighting on the observation, the committee observations and recommendations. Now, where we are now, we have a point where in our recommendations we indicate that there are points of convergence and points of divergence. Basically, I don't think that is how a committee recommendation can be. We will have, we can highlight points of convergence and divergence in our observations, but the committee must then have a recommendation which gives answer to the question before the committee. And today's meeting is exactly to have that particular answer, the final recommendation after this mammoth process which has seen Parliament undertaking a process in public participation never seen before in the history of this Parliament. So, yesterday the document was read, corrections were made. We are presenting now the entire report. The report was dealt with earlier on, and then the final addendum to the report was that which we corrected yesterday. Now, my request to members now is to then, if we agree that where we highlight points of divergence and convergence, those can be reflected as observations. But then we need to have a recommendation which talks to the process that we have undertaken. I now open the discussions to reach that particular point. Can you take us? Honorable Sibomo?
Thank you, Chairperson. I want to make a proposal of how the recommendations should appear like in the final report. That the final recommendations must say like, having taken all the observations made above and all the processes that we have engaged in thus far, the Joint Constitutional Review Committee recommends that, number one, Section 25 of the Constitution must be amended to make explicit that which is implicit in the Constitution with regards to expropriation of land without compensation as a legitimate option for land reform, so as to address the historic wrongs caused by the arbitrary disposition of land, and in so doing, ensure equitable access to land and further empower the majority of South Africans to be productive participants in ownership, food security and agricultural reform programs. Number two, that a mixed ownership of land, which includes, amongst other things, individual ownership, direct state ownership, and communal land custodianship must be ensured. That Parliament must urgently establish a mechanism to effect the necessary amendment to the relevant part of Section 25 of the Constitution. That Parliament and Executive must ensure that all legislation related to land reform must be enacted as a matter of urgency. Number five, that the security of tenure for farm workers farm tenants and those that are residing on communal land here, held in trust must be assured. And lastly, that the constitutional amendment bill must be tabled before the end of the fifth democratic parliament. That is the proposal, Chair.
There's a proposal by Honorable Shivambu. Any seconder to the proposal? Honorable Smith?
Chair, I want to second it, Chair, but could we, is it possible that we ask Honorable Shivambu just to, because it's not very long, just to give it to us just to look at it. I don't know if it's possible to reproduce it in 5 minutes, but I want to second it because I was writing as you were talking, but okay. From a process point of view, if you could see it, Chair, and I don't know how possible that is. Because I would imagine, Chair, now that he's put the proposal and some of us seconded, those others would want to look at it and comment on it.
Can I check from my staff? Can you be able to reproduce what Honorable Shivambu...
In 5 minutes, I'm sure you can reproduce.
Just in 5 minutes? But before we do that, can I check, is there any other proposal? Yes, ma'am.
Thank you, Chairperson. Firstly, I want to reiterate that the DA does not believe that this report should now have been tabled, that due process has not yet been followed, and that we still reserve our rights, and that we do believe that the current constitutional provisions adequately allows for progressive land reform, restitution, and the protection of tenure security and land rights. Successful land reform doesn't require the amending the constitution. That which is implicit is made explicit by legislation, and therefore we do not propose any amendment to the constitution.
That is a counter proposal. Can you also do it in writing so that we can circulate both of them? Is there any other? Okay, so there are two. Okay, so before I do that, is there any seconder to this proposal? Okay, thank you, seconder. On record.
For the record, Chair, my name is Vusi Magwebu, member of this committee. I second the proposal by my colleague, Honorable Lodgett.
Thank you very much. The first proposal has already been seconded. Yes. So, administration, can you please just... can we have a 5 minutes break, members?